In 1987, police agent Eugene Cassidy was patrolling Baltimore City's Western District when he spotted an individual he believed was wanted. In the ensuing confrontation, Agent Cassidy was shot in the head. His life was spared, but he lost his sight, totally, irretrievably, and permanently. After the hospitalization and therapy, Agent Cassidy was faced with a decision as to his future and that of his young family. A full, tax-free, line-of-duty pension was available to him. But that injury-based retirement also meant the termination of Gene's dream and desire to serve public safety. He wasn't ready to call it quits. He wanted to stay a police officer. He would become a police trainer. College-educated and experienced as a patrol officer in Baltimore's most challenging neighborhoods, Gene Cassidy felt he had something to offer new recruit police officers. Not only could he instruct them on the knowledge and skills they would need, but he could also demonstrate what it meant to be a police officer. To serve the community and to give, above and beyond the call of duty, and to keep giving long after even the most committed would stop. The commanding officer of the Baltimore City Police Academy, when Agent Cassidy was being considered for appointment as an instructor, asked the obvious question, why he would opt to continue working when a full pension was available. His response was simple. He said, he felt he had more to give. Working with a companion dog, an array of sophisticated Braille-related equipment and a contingent of supportive fellow instructors, Gene Cassidy developed into one of Maryland's premier public safety instructors. He had become the living testimony of the true essence of commitment to a vocation. Over the remainder of his career, Agent Cassidy had influenced more recruit and veteran police officers as an instructor than he could ever have hoped to in any another capacity. Agent Eugene Cassidy accepted a retirement from the Baltimore Police Department after completing a full career, leaving a legacy of influence that will transcend many generations of Baltimore police officers. Gene Cassidy was regarded as having not only been an outstanding street officer and an outstanding police instructor, but he will always be known as an exceptional human being and example to all. For this, he has become a member of the Baltimore Police Historical Society's Hall of Fame.